Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Who passed that chumash yisrael? There's certainly a lot. There's a lot to learn. I still have things on parashas Nasa, last week's parasha, I want to get to, and who knows, maybe today, maybe, who knows. There's also, as the year winds down, we only have a week. Literally a week from this Sunday is the last day of this man. So there's a lot, there are things I want to speak about with just welcoming Eliezer and saying goodbye to others. There are things I want to talk about. But I want to share something that's remarkable. I think there's a lot of gain. I just gave a hesped in Eretz Yisrael. They had a gathering, right? Oberlander's Yard Sites tonight and tomorrow. In Yeshiva, we will be having a gathering tomorrow morning. There's a yeshiva. He built this yeshiva. It's not exaggeration. It's not the Yid put 7 years, much more really, because for a number of years before we started a high school, he was working already with me as a shutef in the Beis Medrash. The first meeting I ever had to tell Rai Kaufman I'm going to take the job was I made one condition. This is just the truth. I told Rai Kaufman on condition I could have Rai Oberlander working with me. Rai Kaufman asked me to start a high school. I set a condition, Rai Oberlander comes with me. That's just the truth. And he poured years into the Masifta, so there'll be a gathering tomorrow. Tonight in Muncie is going to be a gathering. It's Talmidim. I'm making a gathering in Muncie tonight. So I just, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a gathering. It's ready at night. It's after Shkia there, and I just spoke at the gathering. So I could put it aside and talk about other things, but I'd rather share the following observation that I want to make to the guys. I think it's remarkable. We'll see what you think. Not it's remarkable to make such an observation. I think the truth is remarkable. And allow me to share. I had started a high school in Waterbury and was very hands-on to the high school. I was there a lot. It was local. It was in the city of Waterbury the first 7 years. I was there night and day. It was a job that was... I don't think it would be exaggerating to say 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day. It's hard to give exact times. I don't want to say an exaggeration. It was a full day in and out. Doesn't mean always back home, but I always was there. It was local. So I'd come in middle of the night, different times. It was a full-time job. There was one day, Shabbos, that I couldn't be there. I had a shul. I was the rav of a shul. And Rai Oberlander, to me, at the time... It felt like an act of, I don't want to say the word convenience, like, okay, like shrug. Like, okay, Rai Oberlander runs. He was very capable. And for 7 years of this Masifta, Rai Oberlander ran Shabbos. Now, at the time, it was like, it was just the way it was, that like it was almost like a practical thing. He was very capable, very able, and Shabbos was his. He ran Shabbos in the Masifta for 7 years. And again, that was like almost, I couldn't do it. I have a shul. I can't help it. I can't be in two places. I have shibudim to my shul, and I was in shul every Shabbos. Yaakov walked in many, many weeks, almost every week. It used to be the first year was not one in, one out. We actually had periods of 4 in and 1 out to 3 in and 1 out. It was not 1 in, 1 out. And weekly, I would walk in for Shalosh Shuddos. That was a weekly. We went to 3 miles. Yaakov did it dozens and dozens and dozens of times with me. I walked in with my kids, with Yaakov, Menachem, Moshe. We walked in. Hudi walked in. But with Yaakov, it was a weekly thing. We walked in the 3 miles to be there Shalosh Shuddos. But the rest of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, Oinig Shabbos, Shabbos morning, the davenings of Shabbos, Rai Oberlander ran Akiva. Now, at the time, that was like a thing of convenience. Now, I want to say Rai Oberlander's connection to Shabbos was lo yeuman. And having a year to reflect, and anybody who's close to him, his attachment to Shabbos was like a different otherworldly. He made a beautiful einig. I was zeicha probably between 5 and 10 times to stay by him for Shabbos and to be part of the einig. Over those 7 years, the einig he ran in his house was beautiful. He would wake up, he'd go to sleep in the middle of the night. The einig was unforced, and the way his family describes his own private avodah of Shabbos was stunning. He would buy things from Sunday for Shabbos Kodesh. He had Akbadah to do something every day of the week for Shabbos from Sunday. His favorite sefer in the world was Nesiv HaShalom, which takes everything and ties it back to Shabbos. And he had a remarkable connection to Shabbos. The Ayinik was like very elevated. He brought Ka'ech Saif. Till he sang it, I never heard of Ka'ech Saif. Maybe I should have never, I probably heard of it. I never saw somebody sing it. The Ka'ech Saif in his house was a big thing. For a lot of guys, he brought them into Ka'ech Saif. Even the Kiddush that till today we serve herring was his initiative. He would created the Kiddush of what we serve. He had a beautiful attachment to Shabbos. It surprised no one that he was nifter on Shabbos. His neshama was very attached to Shabbos. The last many weeks of his life, he thought it was Shabbos every day. He'd say, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. It was Bechina Shabbos. It's interesting. He was just very, very attached to Shabbos. Now, I ask myself, and I have no idea, and all of a sudden, it like hits me that one second, like here you have like a, just like a chance, chas v'shalom, like coincidence, chas v'shalom. It looks okay, convenience, he ran Shabbos. Then like, you have time to reflect, he was Shabbos. And he was connected. Now you could claim, and I don't know the answer, that maybe this helped form his connection to Shabbos. Maybe that responsibility is what created his incredible attachment, and it might be. That alone amazes me. I don't know. I just know there's a Hashem running the world, and I find it remarkable that a Yid who had a beautiful time in Shabbos was, and Hashem arranged, he ran the Shabbosis. And I want to say like this, that Shabbos is, right, Oberlander, what he was known most is tremendous emunah, which is Bechinas Shabbos. He had an emunah that was very real. He went through a lot. 4 years before he was nifter, he went through a serious sickness during COVID. He was in the hospital. He was on, I think he was even on machines. Is that true? I'm not sure if he was on machines. He was deathly ill in the hospital. And throughout, he maintained a tremendous faith that was very much who he was. He was a tremendous, in Ish Emunah, personal, a tremendous faith. We're in good hands. While he was sick, it was hard to get him. People around him protected him and maybe pushed people away. But what you got out to the world is, I'm doing good, I'm doing good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And there was a real space of faith. He was an ish, a person who had tremendous, tremendous emunah. His father is like that. His father spoke at Levaya. It was not believable. A father losing a son, it was remarkable. A man who's loyal to Hashem, we're in good hands. Hashem knows what he's doing. A person of tremendous faith. His father was known like that. I know his father. He should live many, many years. And Rabbi Oberlander working closely with him was somebody who had tremendous emunah, real practical emunah. He trusted Hashem. He lived with Hashem. He spoke about Hashem. And faith was a guiding. It kept him calm. It kept him present. He was a person of tremendous emunah, which is Bechinas Shabbos. I spoke, the Chida writes that Erev Shabbos, that big challenge is Akiva with anger. In many homes, Erev Shabbos, mom, dad, there's a lot of anger. The shallow person thinks stress preparing for Shabbos. It's a bunch of hogwash, no shaykh. It's not the pshat. There's other, you have stressful things. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. That's not. The pshat is a spiritual pshat. The Chida writes that the main Yetzahara Fakas is Erev Shabbos. And the Oimek HaPshat is, Kas is a space of my power. Kas, anger, Yisrael, is when people feel, my way. It's not going my way. I want. Kas is an expression of my way. The 6 days of work are Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, a person's power, my power. We work hard. Shabbos, you give it up. But yet it's not creative. Hashem's the creator. Friday afternoon is the deepest, the most strong in the deep waters of the work week of Koichi Vaitzim Yadi. There's the most kas Erev Shabbos. You're the most distant from Shabbos Kodesh Friday afternoon. And a person is seeped very deep into my power, my work. So it's the most likely to have kas when it doesn't go your way. There are three chazal that kas on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Aleph. That speaks about Hillel, that the person tried to get Hillel angry. Rashi says, Erev Shabbos Hayah. The Gemara in Gittin, that the advice for Shabbos, the directions of Shabbos, Esharitim, Eravitim, Adlikus, Aner, Tzrichalim, Emirnu, Benichus, you have to say it calmly, don't say it with anger. Gemara later in Gittin says that in Reb Meir's neighbor, in his neighborhood, there was a couple that would fight, Meir of Shabbos, Ler of Shabbos, they'd be Bekas, they would fight. It says Eliyahu HaNavi stopped coming to Reb Meir until he calmed them down. But you see, Erev Shabbos is a tremendous nesayin of kas. The Chida writes that the avoid of the yid, we're learning brachas. In brachas, it speaks about Rav Davin Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The avoid is to be mekabel Shabbos early. A person's mechuyev to have taisev Shabbos is in the deepest spaces of koichi vaitzem yadi is to bring the emuna of Shabbos. Right, it's in a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Bechina Shabbos. There's a Maisa with the Baal Shem. You know this Maisa Yehuda, the Baal Shem once saw a Chilul Shabbos and he was tremendously distraught. Why did Hashem make me see Chilul Shabbos then? He was distraught. And he did a Cheshbon HaNefesh and he concluded that he was Pegeya on the covet of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos, so Hashem was giving him Musar. He was seeing Chilul Shabbos because he was part of Chilul Shabbos. You know what Chilul Shabbos? The Chil of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. And Rai Oberlander was a Bechina of Shabbos. It's like Klur like that. He was somebody who had a deep attachment to Shabbos. The Emuna that really emanated from him, somebody had a beautiful attachment to Shabbos. I think it's cool through him. I think about the Ashkocha, that he ran the Shabbos in our Masifta. It's like crazy. At the time, it's just like, oh, convenience. And then, like, later you have a little time to reflect that Hashem ran that all. And Hashem put somebody to bring Shabbos to our Chabura, to lead Shabbos, to encourage Shabbos, to run the Shabbos davenings. And hey, one second, he's Bechinas Shabbos. He had a tremendous attachment to Shabbos. The Ashkacha of that, like, obviously it's a topic on all our minds this year. All of us who were close to him and Talmidim of his and friends of his, he's on our mind this year. And this occurred to me over the year that which looked like an act of like, okay, I'm stuck, Rebbe Lander run shot. Kalish, Hashem's running the exact things. He's putting the ones where they're supposed to be, who's supposed to do what. I think it's remarkable that Hashem put a person who had such an attachment. It could be this helped build. I'm sure it did. I'm sure it helped his attachment to Shabbos. I don't think that was the start of it. It sounds like even from young, there was an atiyah to Shabbos Kashuk. Every yid has. To say that created a yid. But he had a tremendous chiyus in Shabbos Kodesh. And the Ashkacha, that he's the one that ran Shabbos, and Abel, a big mark of many Talmidim. Many of his Talmidim are married and have their families their own, and they all strive certain type of Zmira Shabbos, to have good candy in the house, that it's a freilich, that Shabbos is like joyous, to learn Torah of Shabbos, to learn Torah on Shabbos. He would go to sleep incredibly late, because the Einig went 2-3 in the morning. He'd wake up very early Shabbos morning. Wanted to learn Torah early in the morning. He wanted to be present to Shabbos. He did not sleep a tremendous amount. He really cared for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. My father had a very, very close friend, Dr. Feibish. They were amazing friendship. It was my father's best friend in the world. What's fascinating is Dr. Feibish's name was Yeshua ben Menachem Mendel, and that's my father's name. Same name, same father's name. Like something like, not from this world, these two best friends who are both together in Olam Haba had the same name, the son of their father's name. They were both big neshamas and very dedicated. They were accomplished people, big workers. This friend of my father, Dr. Feibish, who didn't have the opportunity to go to yeshiva like us, I believe he went to public school, but he was a tzaddik of a yid. He wouldn't sleep for about 15 years. He didn't sleep on Shabbos. Stay up the whole Friday night, didn't sleep. He didn't want to miss a minute of Shabbos. He says, go to sleep, you're kidding me? He didn't sleep on Shabbos. Stay awake. He wanted to be awake the entire Friday night. He was learning, singing with his kids, schmoozing with his family. For many, many years, he didn't sleep on Shabbos. He just didn't want to miss a minute of it. He wanted to be present and awake. He didn't want to lose 1 minute. Right? Oberlander had this attachment, this unique, to do something all week for Shabbos Kodesh. to then open his home in a beautiful way. I love that the Oineg had a very high, but it was not intense. His kids, Kiki, were doing magic tricks. He was giving out cholent and people were enjoying. It was not like this. He's trying to make this intention. They were plugged into Shabbos. It was beautiful. Johnny, you were there? You were there, Johnny. Who else? Yaakov, you were there? Yehuda, you ever there? Rabbi Ezishlit was there? Yehuda, you ever there? No. Once you were there? Somebody just told me they were there once, one of the Chem. Rai Russ, were you ever there? No. Yaak, we were there many. You were probably there much more than me, because there were times you'd be there Shabbos. Michal, you were ever there?
Where
I
missed
it. What?
Where I
missed it. At the Oineg, right? Oblen is Oineg. Very beautiful. It was the word Dehaibin, a heavenly, like an uplifted matzah, was a very special. His whole hanhaga, his whole attachment, the davenings of Shabbos Kodesh that were very important to him. Yeah. Yaakov and I both have a sensitivity. I want to tell this to the guys. It's very important to me. And Yaakov and I both get upset. I'm very protective during the week. As obviously now I have a chiyuv, but I like different people daven for them. I'm very protective. I don't experiment who davens for the Amud Friday night Shabbos davenings. First, a big thing. It brings the tzibur place. I'm very protective. Johnny's daven Yehuda. I'm not like explore a guy. I have to know he's going to get up and bring the tzibur places, the davenings. Rabbi Oberland was very protective. Who davened in yeshiva? It was not just open. He wasn't exploring, experimenting. The davenings were very precious and big and important. There was a big value to them. Who davened for the Amid was very specific, as is here. We're protective. There have been guys over the years. Rebbe, could I have a chance? The guy's not a, and I love the guy. He should daven. And if he works and gets to a space where he loves the davening, where he could do it proficiently, and there's a space somebody could say, why don't you give a guy a chance to try, to see, to learn? I hear. He should practice on his own, practice for a few years. The davenings, it's very important and very big, and who davens affects a lot. It affects a lot. It's interesting, growing up, I had very bad stage fright. And like paralyzing stage fright. And specifically singing was very hard for Tzib. So davening for the Amud, I'd lose my breath, I would choke, I couldn't breathe. I'm not talking about stage fright, nervous. I'm talking about you can't breathe when you literally, you need to call Atzalat stage fright. And I wanted to daven for the Amud Shabbos. My Rebbe held I should try to break it. There's, what's that called? Exposure therapy. But he never would let me daven for, I would never daven Friday night, chas v'shalom, I'm not good at it. Not Friday night. So I would daven Shabbos Mincha. There you're not hurting the tzibur, Shabbos Mincha. And even that, my Rebbe trained me at the Nusach, and when I did it wrong, called me over, you didn't get it right. He was very makdim, my Rebbe, very. And who daven Friday night, Shabbos morning, he never would have let. That's not a place to work on your stage fright. It's a different song. Shabbos Mincha, that tefillah is not a lot of singing, but I would work Shabbos Mincha to conquer stage fright, but not Friday night or Shabbos day. But I wanted to share this. There's a lot to speak about, Rai Oberland, and we'll have a chance. We're going to gather tomorrow. Rai Silverman is a Talmud Muvak. I hope Rai Silverman speaks. I hope Rai Wisnicki speaks. They're both Talmidim. Wisnicki's a Chaver. Right, Rai Silverman's Mamish, a Talmud of Rai Oberland, and I want them both to speak. Could be we'll get some others to share recollections. Could Rav Ezi will speak. I can't promise. But I want to make a maimed at 11:30 tomorrow on his yard site that in his yeshiva that he put so much effort there should be drushas. I want to say that I have tremendous gratitude to him, tremendous appreciation this yid. I appreciate that Hashem sent him us, and I appreciate what he did. He has a tremendous chelek. I look around the yeshiva today. I was walking around, and I love this yeshiva. It's a makom of beautiful growth. He has a tremendous chelek. Avi, were you ever at a Friday night? Wow. You would have liked it a lot. But you are. You are, because it lives, and he lives. We're trying to keep going, but he brought something here. The yeshiva that Avi has given tremendous amounts to and gained tremendous amounts. Stroke. There was an Avi who came before this Avi. And he just put tremendous koichas. It's it makes my mind. It's like wild that Hashem sent him here. He's to me one of the great principals in the country. He was like born to be a principal. Somebody could say Kalish hyperbole. Maybe you're one of the up and growing schools in the country. A very formal school hired him, and he was a huge powerhouse there for 3 years, for close to 3 years. So it's not just a claim. I knew when he was here. I said this. He's one of the great principals in the country. He was competent, put together, talented, wild. And Hashem sent him to us, like in a wild circumstance. He was an older bacher. He was living by Rav Baruch Levin. It's like a, just all, everything was heavenly. Everything was directed by Hashem and apparent, very apparent. The nisim that we had him, that he formed our mesifta, that we're zeichah to be in and gain from our Chabura, our Beis Medrash. He was one of the formers of this Beis Medrash. Tremendous Hashkachas Hashem. It's cool to see Yad Hashem through him, because that's what he was, a Metzias. He was a Shabbos Yid. A Shabbos Yid, you see Hashem. And in his own story, he ran Shabbos here. It's Meshuggah. It's Meshuggah. Like, Shabbos ran Shabbos. Like, it's like crazy. You would look for a Shabbos Yid to run Shabbos, and Hashem like arranged it all, that a Shabbos Yid ran Shabbos here and brought Shabbos here. If I could ask, and we'll gather tomorrow, and people could respond in their own ways, anybody who likes the yeshiva, you have a gratitude to him. His yard site's tonight and tomorrow. The specific, anything in it, terms of emunah, somebody could learn svarim on emunah, this beautiful sifra, svarim on emunah, any chizuk on self-talk to oneself, to remember amidst turbulent things. We all have complicated lives. This world is, an neshama on this earth is a journey. But to really be mechazik ourselves, to really connect to that space, Hashem runs the world. To be mechazik, whether it's learning Sifrei Emunah, whether it's being mechazik in Minyan. He had tremendous seriousness to Minyan. We're trying this year, a big goal of mine was to get the Minyanim nicer. I love how Shachris is going. I like Shachris a lot. Mincha's much better. Even Meirv is getting more of a form. The Rebbeim becoming nice. The davenings, we have to be mechazik. Did I come to prayer? He valued a lot. Tefillah B'tzi, we had a certain dignity. He ran the Minyanim for years in the high school. He cared a lot about the Minyanim. I'm asking, by the way, right now I'm davening for them, and I want good Balei Tefillah. I'm not here. Get up there and daven loud and put your kishkas into Tefillah. Rai Oberlander brought beauty. There was a dignity to his Minyanim. He was tough. He didn't want talking by the Minyanim. He wanted a certain dignified, beautiful Minyan. A Minyan of people praying to Hashem, a beautiful Minyan. Our Shachris is stunning. I appreciate it a lot. It's a beautiful group of people praying to Hashem in a beautiful way. I want to say that the Minyanim, the Shabbos, were big aspects that he brought to the Masifta. I want to reclaim and make sure that we're loyal to the type of davening that he envisioned and created here. There was a class and a dignity. Yidna praying to Hashem. It's a dignified matziv. Should be a beautiful matziv. So many youngsters are forced to pray, and it becomes a different thing. It could actually be a beautiful dahaybin a matzav tefillah, and he had created a beautiful minyan and ran a beautiful minyan. It's something I want to be mechazik. Any area that we can work on Shabbos, any area. It's interesting. I've been calling over Bachram. I like our guys. I called over a Bachram in a dorm. He's walking around Bali. He's walking around. I called him over. Said, you came about a year and 2 months ago. And I said, you're here now. The guy, tell me inside, what's going on? What's the change? The guy who walked into the issue, he said, it's interesting. He said, I like Shabbos Kodesh. He said, I came here Shabbos. He said, I like Shabbos today. It's interesting. He said, he likes Shabbos, and I become closer to my dad. Closer to my dad. He said, me and my dad learned together, and I like Shabbos today. He said, I'm very careful about you. So beautiful, an introspective person. I like Shabbos today. Rai Oberlander was a big force in creating. The Shabbos is here, our beautiful Baruch Hashem. We have two in a row now. This Shabbos will be an Afra. We're going to do Dovies, the Einigs, the last two. The Einigs is going to be in the dorm, right to the dorm. We're bringing the whole yeshiva to the dorm. starts the last 2 weeks that more tzamin, but really the beautiful Shabbosos we owe to Rei Oblander, and I stand in awe that Hashem put somebody who had such a beautiful attachment to Shabbos to run the Shabbosos. I wonder in my life how many things don't just happen that you think like, well, convenient. 1 second. Is Hashem running it exactly? Who's running? When they're running? How they're running? Does it exactness? Does it exactness? Yeah. I see, because of Rei Oberlander and that, like, Nace, I appreciate, we should have for years and years, Lang and Yaron Rei Levi being here. Hashem, like, to us, things look like, okay, oh, worked out. As Hashem was not just working out, as Hashem was running, who's preparing, who's creating, who's making, who's organized. It's not just working out, like, oh, okay, that worked. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom who's making mitzadei gover, who's sending people where they need to be, where they need to go, who's organizing. So sometimes in our life we could pause and notice that and tap into that and even gain a strength and a chizik from that in our own decisions and our own choices, to gain a certain comfort, to gain a certain energy, that to know we're in good hands, Hashem's guiding well. So I wanted to share this with the Chevra. I wanted to invite everybody here. Really, to invite everybody here tomorrow at 11:30. I will try to arrange. Again, I want to ask Rei Silverman, I want to ask Rei Wisnicki. I'll try to arrange. It could be tonight I'll ask one or two Talmidim to come. Actually, I do that at this gathering in Muncie. I'm going to try to arrange a Talmud or two. Maybe Mike Greenwald will come, a Talmud or two, to share recollections. He's certainly a worthy person to talk about, to think about, to remember. So that's what I'm going to try to do over tomorrow. Have an outstanding day. Thank you, Avila.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.